This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, 501C, what will you have to do?
Yeah, I want to look into, because the turnout's been so good this year, I really want to look into making it a nonprofit and all that. And I want to change the name, too, because it's Dancer Versus Cancer, because we started this in dance studios, but now we've expanded to outside of dance studios.
You're right.
And not necessarily everybody who's helping is a dancer. So I'm thinking about changing the name to Morgan's Missions next year.
But I don't know.
This is all in the cards.
You know, loosely, everybody that you see out there, Morgan, has probably danced some way or fashion in their lifetime. Even if
right.
They were just, you know, bouncing their head in the car to the radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that...
Yeah, we're all dancers.
You're a dancer, so, I mean, does that count as dance to you when you're banging your head in the car?
Yeah, I think that counts.
So... let's give out the places where you can give again, because we do have a week left, and you're trying to ruin your father's suspension on his pickup truck. So we know that Dewey's on 5900 Augusta Road. You have a big box there. It's right there in front of the jewelry counter where Morgan works. Then you have one on Neely Drive, which is the frontage road running alongside. That's not 385. Is that 276? What is that?
I think that's 276. I'm not.
Yeah.
It's not 385, though. I think it's 276.
If you were to get on the frontage road in Malden in front of the Harrisons and the Tractor Supply, you're going to run right into it. It's going to be on the left-hand side. And you have a box there. And that's, what's the name of that dance school? Legacy?
Legacy Dance Studio.
Right.
They're doing great over there. And they are open to the public for toy drop-offs on Tuesdays between 3:30 and 7:30.
Right. And then you've got one at your church.
And I got one at my church at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, and they're doing great. There's this one lady who makes handmade crocheted stuffed animals for the kids, and she always makes the cutest stuff. So that's something I'm excited for each year to give to the hospital.
Sure, sure. Now, do you get to sit in there and watch them come and get that stuff? I've asked you that before, and I don't remember what you told me.
No, I'm not. I used to be able to go up there and hand deliver toys to kids in their rooms. I used to make stockings and put the toys in the stockings and hand deliver the toys that way.
Right.
But since COVID, I have not been able to go up to the cancer floor or anything like that since COVID's happened, which is really sad, but I understand the procedures and everything that have to be set in place. So now I meet the child life specialist. They know we're coming. They know we're bringing a lot. So they usually have about five carts down there waiting for us for when we pull up. to load all the toys off to them, and they'll take it upstairs and get it all set up for us.
That sort of seems... There's got to be a way you could watch. Closed circuit TV, video, something.
Yeah.
Got to be a way. Maybe there's got to be something.
Yeah, I'll ask for a video this year just so we can see the outcome of the toy drive.
Right. There you go. I think you should at least be able to see the fruit of your labor.
Right. But I also lived it. So it's like, I know it's going to happen, but I would love to see it.
Well, now, as far as you're concerned, I don't think we've asked this. I mean, you go and you have your, how often do you have a checkup? Once a year?
Once a year in April. It's usually right before my birthday.
Right.
Or and, on my birthday. Some years it's been on my birthday.
And then thus far, you seem to have had, you seem as healthy as a horse. That's not a bad term, Morgan. That's a good term. Good term. Healthy as a horse.
And, yeah.
So you seem plenty healthy to me. So you basically kicked it, and now you're moving on and doing this. Now, how long do you, if you turn this into a nonprofit, you're going to do this for forever?
Yeah,
as long as you can?
I plan on I'm doing it as long as I can. I have no hopes of stopping. I might even start doing Easter baskets because, you know, Easter is another holiday where you get presents. So I might start doing more projects throughout the year when I make it a nonprofit and really try to make it something special.
Yeah. I guess really, truly, when I'm thinking about how often you could do something along those lines, that's really, and you couldn't do birthdays. Birthdays are just too labor intensive, wouldn't they?
And, you know, there's probably a birthday every day.
Every day. Somebody's having a birthday every day.
Yep, exactly.
So, that would be good. But, I mean, you'd probably be spending a lot of time just what do you think of the logistics of putting this all together? We got about a minute here. So, now that you've been exposed to this, pretty intensive, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be intense, but, you know, my mom, she went to school for business management and everything, so she's like she's my business partner, and she guides me in the right directions, and she helps me get it going.
Yeah.
She's always done that. She's great with that. If I have a dream or I have a plan, my mom figures it out for me to help me get it going.
You know, nobody told me that part. Anyway. Anyway, Morgan Norris, you can donate to her calls at 5900 Augusta Road. Easiest way to go is at Dewey's. She's there most every day. The box is, you know, you walk in and say, I'm here for Morgan's toy drive, and they'll point you in the direction to the overflowing gigantic plastic bin. And and it cuts off. What day does it cut off?
The last day to donate will be December 8th, which is next Monday.
Okay.
That'll be the last day to donate because I'll be taking the box. I'll be coming back and taking it on Tuesday morning because I'm going to leave it there for the entire day of Monday. Come back and get it Tuesday morning to take it to the hospital.
All right. I hope this has helped out.
It has. It's done great. And I appreciate everybody who's listened and come in and gave me well wishes and donated. I really appreciate it.
Morgan Norris.
I appreciate you letting me talk on here.
Of course. Mm-hmm. We'll do it again soon.
We'll do it again soon.
Morgan Norris. You can go find her at Dewey's. Help out the children that are right now in the middle of cancer treatment as we go into the holidays. I will be talking to you soon, young lady.
All right. I'll see you later.
Yes, ma'am. We got a president who's working like a CEO in a turnaround company. And Congress is snoozing. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know, Trump hit the ground running. He's been in office for roughly about 315 days. And he was signing executive orders immediately. And he's been going at a crazy pace. You don't see this kind of thing in modern politics nowadays. But what do we get, or what does he get, for all of this action? Executive orders can be reversed the moment a new president arrives unless Congress codifies them into law. And that's the key difference between temporary executive action and lasting legislative reform. According to Ballotpedia, as of November 25th, 2025, Donald Trump has signed 217 executive orders, 54 memoranda, and 110 proclamations in his second presidential term, which began January 20th, 2025. Now, Mike Johnson acknowledged that Congress has codified only 28 of these actions into law through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. 13%, barely 13%, which is almost identical to the 15% job approval rating for Congress. And what did they codify? Well, it was energy, mining, and land use reforms, a structural shift toward domestic production, cost efficiency, anti-waste and bureaucracy reduction measures, and sweeping immigration and border security policies. All significant. No doubt about it. Great to hear that this happened. But that's only a fraction of the overall MAGA agenda. What has not been codified? Well, here's just some examples. Withdrawing us from the World Health Organization. Establishing a digital asset framework while banning a central bank digital currency. Ending DEI and gender ideology indoctrination at K-12 education. You want to codify these, Because once these policies are signed into law, they will remain in effect beyond the Trump presidency unless Congress has new legislation to modify them. Now, make no mistake, that's doable. It doesn't get done often, but it's doable. But a new Democrat president with a phone and a pen could reverse any or all of Trump's executive orders on day one. They're also asleep at the wheel when it comes to nominations. And while congressional Democrats are openly instructing the military to question or even disobey his orders based on their feelings, what is the Republican-controlled Congress doing? Nothing. Of the 823 of 1,300 Senate confirmable positions, the Senate has confirmed only 265. 123 nominees still wait for Senate action. When are they going to be confirmed? At the same time, 289 positions remain without a nominee. This is how all of these things are getting thrown out and being, you know, we're being told, well, this person can't be an interim this, or they can't be an acting that. They're not getting confirmed, and then the judiciary is working in tandem with the Democrats in the Senate. And at the same time, there's 289 positions that have no nominee because no one wants to wait in line that moves more slowly than that of the DMV. And you have 165 Biden-Obama era holdovers in the administration. These are the ones that leak and undermine or sabotage the Trump agenda. Is it any surprise that over the past 50 years, U.S. presidents have only had 3 phone calls leaked, while Trump has had more than 10 leaked in just 5 years? That's not an accident. Then we got the judges left waiting while leaving justice hanging. 12 federal district court nominees are waiting for Senate action. And the reason they don't want to staff them is because a fully staffed judiciary would take a dim view of the misconduct by people like James Comey or Letitia James. Even after they implemented the new en bloc confirmation rules, Brookings reports that 108 nominees remain stuck in procedural purgatory, including 29 ambassadors, 16 U.S. attorneys, 7 undersecretaries, 6 general counsels, and 1 inspector general. Now, this bottleneck existed before Trump. According to ProPublica, more than 13% of presidentially appointed positions hadn't been filled at the end of the Obama's first term, compared with around 10% for Bush and 11% for Clinton. University of Virginia's Miller Center says, in only 20 years, the average number of days from nomination to confirmation has nearly doubled, from 80 days under Bush to 145 days under Biden. From slow to slower. Why does the executive branch require 1,300 Senate confirmed positions? And why does the Senate take nearly half a year to complete some of those and years to finish the job? So right now, the U.S. president, as the CEO of the world's largest organization, is throttled by 535 ne'er-do-well lawmakers. They also noted that cloture votes on these consume 55% of all recorded Senate votes during Trump's first 2 years and 59% during Biden's. Part of what goes on with any presidency, while we look at the, you know, the buck stops here, right? If you want accountability, start yelling at why Congress is allowed to sleep on the job. We could do that. You could do that. You could. Have you ever heard of the YIMBY movement? I'm going to tell you about the YIMBY movement. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Used to be the NIMBY movement, not in my backyard. Now it's, yes, in my backyard, YIMBY. See, in Virginia and New Jersey and New York, they didn't have to, those races were lost to begin with. They you know, ideologically, they weren't going to, everybody that could move had moved, and that helped make this easier. But what they did was they played the affordability game. Now, this is not going to erase their baggage or abysmal favorability rating. But what they did was they got out there and they used this one time. And what we should be doing is looking at that and saying, oh, well, we could do that forever. By taking ownership of the affordability concern, which primarily breaks down into housing and home ownership. Now, the YIMBY movement provided the go-to answer for the housing crunch in policy circles. Build more by building up. Main objective is to reduce rent. And the toolkit includes upzoning and by-right approvals, constructing mid-rises near transit, and scrapping parking and lot-sized mandates. And that would align with basic principles of supply and demand, and if you want to get technical, it's congruent with the supply-side agenda, which is something you, me, and everybody else on our side supports. Yet, this is a professional class project that's oriented to the progressives. The YIMBY movement faces some obvious limitations. If you're informed by a yuppie reference point, it often defaults to densifying places where most Americans don't live or want to move. And this treats suburban growth and single-family neighborhoods as a problem to fix. And once again, this becomes a thing about preference, right? Survey research by American Compass finds that by an 80-20 margin, Americans value building a decent life in one's hometown, raising and supporting a family, and contributing to the community over moving to a place of great opportunity and reaching the top of a prestigious field. Then there's the Institute for Family Studies that has found that when asked to visualize their ideal home, 80% of respondents chose detached single-family housing. Now, the YIMBY movement, of course, is ideologically blind. And this presents a political opportunity for us to deliver a housing agenda that would actually be about something Americans want. But you got to start by being accurate when you're talking about what you're going to fix. You have to make an accurate diagnosis of the problem, which is not an abstract shortage of units. But it's the inability of the working and middle-class American to buy a single-family home in or near the community where they grew up or where they want to live. This plays to our advantage because we respect where people come from, what they are, and how people want to live. This is perfect. We do not even presume that every ambitious 18-year-old should leave for a 4-year college and then a coastal opportunity hub to climb a narrow professional ladder. The goal should be more of a geographic redistribution of opportunity. You know, more good jobs in more places so people could stay rooted and still achieve middle-class security for their families. At the same time, we're going to have to be explicit that policy can affect demand. And that's a truth that the left has a hard time acknowledging. Commenters with a more permissive immigration posture are happy to admit that immigration raises housing demand and prices, then tell struggling renters and would-be buyers that's okay. The actual answer is it's not okay to keep bidding up rents and entry-level home prices in already tight markets while American families are shut out. Border enforcement and a more restrictive legal immigration policy, it would have to be understood partly as housing policy. Calibrating inflow to what our housing stock and construction can actually absorb and relieve pressure in the metros where affordability is strained. And anybody that gets out there and if they say that building a job or building a house is a job Americans won't do, whoever does that should be laughed out of the room. Rather than push unskilled and even illegal immigration as the only way to fill essential jobs, they should train their sights on the failures that have led to the sector's productivity decline for half a century. On the supply side, well, let's talk about policy first. Policy could influence demand by refusing to treat Wall Street and absentee investors as neutral actors in the housing market. Federal policy has been way too accommodating to investors buying up single-family houses. We should tighten those screws right now today. Limit Fannie and Freddie support for investor loans beyond primary residences. Adjust tax rules to discourage bulk purchases. And, rights, private equity funds, scrutinize non-resident and foreign ownership. But on the supply slide, the feds have to resist the easy, politically attractive mistake of getting out there and throwing money to juice demand and loose her credit while construction is constrained. We've been that way before. Didn't work out. They should use the levers of it controls to make it cheaper and faster to build a family-sized home in the places that people want to live. So put federal land to work for owner-occupied subdivisions. Tie infrastructure dollars to states and metros that are actually permitting new single-family and family-sized units, not just luxury apartments. And encourage the housing finance system to favor mortgages for modest primary residents in the non-superstar regions over the high-end urban speculation. Now, while they're looking at the opportunity metros to wave in more people and hope that the cranes keep up, building in a more dense metro is fine. Many people do want to live there, and no one who already lives there should have to leave, but there's a big difference between solving the laptop class's problem and solving the country's. A more conservative alternative would emphasize that we're going to move opportunity closer to where you already live. We're going to shape demand so that families, not financiers, not foreigners, set the pace for the market, and you're going to make it possible again for a young father with an ordinary job to buy a single-family home. That should be the foundation of a pro-family, pro-nation policy. Take the voters' preference serious and give them a real serious reason to trust us with their affordability issues. We could do that. We could do all of that. Easier than it sounds. Easier than it sounds. Well, in Minnesota, besides the fact that he's Tim Walz, he also has 400 state employees that are turning on him right now. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD. So how bad is the Somali fraud scandal? We're the state of Minnesota, which who would have thunk that Minnesota would be the epicenter of all this, has allowed Somalis to rip off the system to the tune of $1 billion, some of them using the cash to bankroll Al-Shabaab. And, well, apparently this bad. Minnesota's largely Democrat bureaucrats are publicly blaming Walz. And we get this from Fox News. More than 400 employees of the Minnesota Department of Human Services accused Governor Tim Walz of failing to act on widespread fraud warnings and retaliating against whistleblowers. The Department of Human Services employees account, which says it consists of more than 480 current staff members at the Minnesota DHS, wrote on X that Walz is 100% responsible for massive fraud in Minnesota. I said, we let Tim Walz know early of fraud, hoping for a partnership in stopping fraud, but no, we got the opposite response. Tim Walz systematically retaliated against whistleblowers using monitoring, threats, repression, and did his best to discredit fraud reports. In addition to retaliating against whistleblowers, Tim Walz disempowered the Office of the Legislative Auditor, allowing agencies to disregard their audit findings and guidance. Oh, my. Oh, my. I mean, everybody's writing about this. So, when was the last time you ever saw the New York Times with a headline, "How Fraud Swamped Minnesota Social Services System on Tim Walz's Watch"? Because I hate to tell you, but when you start losing places like the New York Times, things are not looking good. I'm sorry. Not looking good at all. From that story, Mr. Thompson, a career prosecutor, served as interim U.S. attorney for several months this year, and who declined to discuss his own political preferences, said he believed that race sensitivities had played a major role in the rise of fraud. As pandemic assistance was dispersed, the state was also reeling from the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer in May of 2020. That was a huge part of the problem. Allegations of racism can be a reputation or a career killer. So, anybody complaining about fraud, which was very, 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 very big and had lots and lots of people involved in it, got painted as a racist. And then you had the dirtbag NGO at the center of the scandal, shoveling out the funds for fraud, even warned the state employees that would be their fate. Feeding Our Future, the nonprofit group that was the largest provider in the pandemic program, responded with a warning. In an email, the group told the state agency that failing to promptly approve new applicants from minority-owned businesses would result in a lawsuit featuring accusations of racism that would be sprawled across the news. You would call this one racial grievance mongering. And these still permeate the case. During a trial of one of the Somali fraudsters, this happened. As the trial in the meals fraud case was coming to a close last summer, an attempt to bribe a juror included an explicit insinuation about racism. Several defendants in the trial were found to have arranged to send a bag containing $120,000 to a juror, along with a note that read, why is it always people of color and immigrants prosecuted for the fault of other people? I guess that's a pretty good question, yeah. Pretty good question, I would think. Naturally, politics was all over this. You had Kasa Megan, a Somali-American who formerly worked as a fraud investigator for the Minnesota Attorney General's office, said elective officials in the state, and particularly those who were part of the state's Democrat-led administration, were reluctant to take more assertive action in response to the allegations in the Somali community. And we get that there's a perception that forcefully tackling this issue might cause political backlash among the Somali community, which is a core voting bloc. So in other words, if we do something about this, they won't like us no more. This explains why the state's governor, who came close to being our vice president, did absolutely nothing. When questioned about the scandal, Walls blamed Trump. coming from Byron York, more on the Minnesota Somali fraud scandal, NBC had the governor of Minnesota on today, and unlike CNN, actually mentioned the story. Governor Walls admitted no fault. I take responsibility for putting people in jail and tried to shift blame to Trump. Another instance where we could see a perp walk. Will we? I don't know. As the Times notes, the scandal threatens the Minnesota way of life, meaning why Minnesota can't have nice things. And what a revolting scandal. And when I look at Tim Walls and I realize his role in this, the great comedian Red Skelton had a character that he would play. And the character was quite innocuous, but the name fits Tim Walls here. He is now Clem Cadiddlehopper. He is now that guy. He's a corrupt clod who needs to go down for this. Needs to go down for this. As we look at what's going on now across the nation, it turns out that Trump was probably right, like he is with everything else, when it comes to immigration. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,